Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy's here, too. Joanna is a founding member of our Brain Trust. She joined us way back in January of 1998. In fact, she's got a 15th anniversary with us coming up, and she's here to help us celebrate our 15th anniversary, which we're doing this week. Joanna is the president of Joanna Brandy & Company, the author of many books, including Customer Retention, Building Customer Loyalty, etc., etc. She is focusing her work these days on positive thinking and positive doing, and that's one of the things we've been benefiting from lately is her helping us get our attitude headed in the right direction. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
I'm always pleased to be here. It's a great way to start a morning.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being a great member of our Brain Trust all these years. What do we need to know about? I know you've been working on the positive theme for a long time now. We've talked about it on the show quite a bit, and up to and including focusing on happiness.
Yeah.
But what's the new installment?
Well, I've been actually for business, of course, I've been focusing on positive leadership, how leaders can focus their attention on what's right rather than what's wrong, on what's strong, you know, what their strengths are, what their employee strengths are, what their business strengths are. So that's been wonderful. And in the course of doing that, I kept getting asked for tools. You know, give me more tools. As one organization I'm working with,
because that is a little touchy feely, isn't it?
It seems to be a little touchy feely, yeah. And the positive from positive leadership actually comes from positive psychology. It's I wrote a tip last week because I found I was getting a little misunderstood. People assume that when I said positive leadership, I meant the opposite of negative leadership. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a piece last week on my website, Return on Happiness, on what positive leadership is and isn't, because usually I have to start off with what it isn't. And it isn't just the opposite of negative leadership. It's actually taking the scientifically based tools from the field of positive psychology and bringing them into the workplace.
Hmm.
So I've done that.
Give us an example.
Well, an example is leading from someone's strengths, helping your employees identify what their strengths are, and then structuring the work they do about what they're strong.
Which means, so you're saying lead each person a little differently?
Absolutely.
Apply, be more, don't just say, I'm a leader, this is my leadership style, conform to me.
Yeah, well, that's the command and control style. I think we're done with that.
But that's so much more fun.
I know. You know,
so
I know.
So much
I
easier.
Yeah, except that now we have a workforce that, you know, if they don't get it the way they want it, and I hate to generalize, but we are seeing that the younger the workforce is coming in,
does that make them right?
It doesn't make them
or
right.
Does it just make them spoiled?
Well, you know what? We could go on about this forever. So
I'm just asking the question.
Here's the challenge we are faced with as leaders. Most of this young workforce is very talented, and they're talented in different ways than we're talented. And our businesses need them.
Mm-hmm.
They are used to a lot more attention. Many of them have helicopter parents. I was talking to one of my clients, the CEO, just a couple of weeks ago, and he had, in his words, just simply, you know, disciplined, not yelled at, but disciplined, told someone on his staff that he wasn't doing the job correctly and he needed to improve his performance, and he got a call from that person's mother.
Oh, my.
But
that's not the kind of thing we need to work around.
No, that you don't work around. But I think it's an example of the fact that there's been more. These kids are growing up with more feedback than we ever grew up with.
Yeah.
So we have to adopt, we don't have to change everything we do, but we have to focus on the fact that there's a great big body of evidence that says that when we focus on someone's strengths, their performance improves over 36%. When we focus on their weaknesses, their performance goes down in the vicinity of about 28%.
But that doesn't mean that there's not some requirement for discipline.
And absolutely.
When I say discipline, you know what I mean, folks. Management discipline, where you hold people accountable, and you tell them what they're supposed to do. Everybody's clear. You've given them the tools, the training. There's no excuses except their performance. They have to perform, and then you hold them accountable.
I like that word better than discipline because people mistake discipline for punishment. Discipline really comes from the word disciple, which means you're a disciple of a particular vision or a disciple of a particular way. But most people mistake that for something else.
Joanna, you know that when you were a pup, like when I was a pup, we didn't do something right. The boss called us in and said, "Okay, and you got disciplined." And it was good for us. It wasn't mean. It wasn't derogatory. It wasn't disrespectful. It was basically straightening us out, and it was good for us.
Well, you know, I'm going to challenge you on that. Sometimes it was mean, and sometimes it was.
Well, okay, but if it was wrong. But it doesn't have to be wrong.
It doesn't have to be wrong, and I agree. Discipline's a very, very important part of life. It's a word I love, but I think that people mistake.
But I don't
like. I like the word you used, accountability.
Yeah.
And I think, but you also said something else, is that you implied that there was clear direction. As recently as last week, I was with a client who happens to be at a very high level of her company. And here is someone who gets absolutely no direction from the person that she reports to. And so consequently, with no direction, and I've seen this happen in other situations, with no direction and with no clarity as to what you are going to be measured against, you do your own thing. You can be very responsible. You can do a lot of things, but you never know until that person takes your side and says, "Well, why are you doing this?"
Right.
You said, "Well, because I think that's the right thing." "Well, that's not what I wanted you to do, but you didn't tell me what you wanted me to do."
That's poor management.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I was going to say let's go round back to positivity though. So
hold on to that thought. Let's bring that back in the next segment.
And
one of the things though that I'd like
you,
to
Jim.
Say is as we wrap up this segment though, folks, is I am not in favor of coddling anyone, whether they're young or old, just because they've had a helicopter parent or whatever. Somebody has got to raise these people, and it may fall on you, the manager. Be prepared for that. You may have to raise your own employees. 20 to after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.